Good morning. Thank you all for being here today. It's our kind of annual Youth Sunday service to just kind of recognize our youth here and kids and give them some of the recognition that they very much deserve. So we're going to start, and we had the opportunity to take a family trip to Cuba in April, and so we're going to have three of the four that were on the trip just share a little bit about it. Amelia Davenport is not able to be here, but she did write a really beautiful reflection in Revelations, if you guys want to read that. So we're going to start here.
This is weird. Hi, I'm Lila. I'm 15. I'm a sophomore at the Jackson Hole High School. And if you haven't gathered already, I'm here to talk about our mission trip to Cuba. So we got there on a Tuesday, I think. We met up in Havana. We got these little apartments, kind of. They looked pretty sketchy, but we realized that everything we needed was there, so it worked out perfectly. The first night we had dinner at the sister church with Bishop Griselda. She was amazing. I can't even begin to describe how much of an effect she had on all of us. She was just so, like, full of love and joy and gratitude, and I don't even know. It's hard to describe. We went to a show after that at the Hotel Nacional, and it was, like, it was crazy. They had these people in the weirdest costumes with, like, crazy makeup on, dancing around and kind of telling the history of Cuban art through dance and song. So that was pretty much, as soon as we got there, we got a really strong taste for the culture, and it was amazing. On Thursday, we drove to Itaba, where we were staying in dorms, the girls at least. And then in Favorito, we were doing the actual work part, and that's where the men were staying in the dorms. I was expecting there to be a lot more work, but I'm perfectly fine with the way it turned out, which we only painted a church. Mostly it entailed getting to know kind of the people who were living there, just spending time with them, sharing what we had to share and receiving what they had to give. And going into it, we were all kind of told that there would be a pretty big language barrier, and there wasn't one at all, pretty much. Like, we didn't really have any conversations because, I mean, Letty translated a little bit, and that was definitely helpful. But as for the kids, we just kind of, like, clicked. It was just a connection that was there. And Carly's still emailing with one of her friends, so I think that's really special. Some things that I remember mostly was definitely the connection that we had with the kids there. We also went to Marti to pick up some, I think we were looking for like cookies or crackers or something. And we went into all of the stores there. And I remember they were selling like perfume, tomato sauce, and like shrimp chips. And that was all they had to offer. So that was just, I mean, it sounds kind of funny, but when you think about it, it's really crazy that this is where the people go. This is where they depend on their food source. And they're selling tomato sauce and shrimp chips. So it was just kind of crazy to think about it and just like see how comparatively little they had as in terms of like what we have here. We have everything at our fingertips. And that also kind of ties into, we stress out about so much stuff. Like if our phone isn't plugged in overnight or our car doesn't start, you know, it can be this huge deal that we think like ruins our day or whatever. But in Favorito, Itaba, and Marti, they didn't have cars. I saw like six the entire time I was there. They didn't have phones. I saw Maria Elena, the woman in Favorito. I saw her pull out one once, but their entire life revolves around like family and faith, their work, and community and each other. And if you think we have a good community there here, you should see it there because it's absolutely amazing. They're all so interconnected and just, there's so much love and like acceptance between all of the people. It's absolutely incredible. I'd have to say what struck me the most is at the end we were leaving and this little girl, I forget how to say her name. I heard it said like seven different times, but I think Yannette, right? Yeah, Yannette. She came up and gave Carly and I and Amelia little bracelets. And it was just so incredible because here we are in this town with people who have so little to give, but the little that they do have to give, they give it away without hesitation. And I thought that was really amazing. It really touched me. And my mom's wearing a bracelet that she got from Maria Elena. And I mean, they're sweet little memos, but they also just make you realize, like, how special it was. So all in all, I thought it was a beautiful experience. It made me realize how lucky we are to have so much, you know, at our disposal right when we need it. But it also made me realize that it's kind of a burden to have all of this, because the people there are living with, like I said, comparatively nothing. And they're so happy, like smiles on every single face. People under 20 had like smile lines already, like around their lips and their eyes. And it made me kind of think, like it really changed my perspective on life. Like all this stuff we have here that we take for granted, it's amazing sometimes, but sometimes it really is more of a burden, because what really matters is the simple things like community, family, faith, and that's what really was imprinted on me when we went to Cuba. Now, Carly's gonna come up and talk.
Good morning, everyone. My name is Carly Kirkpatrick, and I'm an eighth grader at Jacksonville Classical Academy. Over spring break, we went to Cuba, as you all know by now, and it was just such a beautiful experience that I encourage all of you, if you have the opportunity to go, go. It's incredible, and it will definitely change your outlook on life. The people in Cuba were so, so kind, and they gave everything that they had to us, even though they didn't have very much. We made many friends, one of whom, as Lila said, I'm still emailing pretty constantly. The bonds that were formed were so strong, and it was incredible because we all spoke different languages, so we couldn't actually communicate fully with them, and yet they're some of the closest friends that I have. We would sit outside and we taught them a couple card games, or Sebastian would solve his Rubik's Cube and they would all watch in amazement. One day, during the arts and crafts, there was a little girl who Mary Elena said, oh, maybe she's too young to do the crafts. So she and I were sitting next to each other. She was about 4 or 5, and her name was Daniela. And she would ask me questions, and I didn't speak the language, so I wouldn't respond. I would just sit there and smile. And eventually, she kind of stopped, but she came over, and she sat down on my lap. And throughout the rest of the day, she was by my side the whole time, and when her sister came to bring her home, she kind of stood a little behind me and she grabbed my hand. And she really showcased how truly kind the people there were. And even though not all of them were so clearly affectionate, they all had the same purity and kindness in their hearts. It was great to experience everything there because the people are so touched by God, and you can truly see it. They are so happy, even though all that they have is so much less than we would have here. We can have whatever we want, and it's not too difficult to receive things from each other. But in Cuba, sometimes it would be hard to find a meal, and yet they were probably the happiest people that I know, and they were so welcoming despite everything that they had to face. Also, there were so many people who were truly gifted in art and music. There was one young boy who could draw, and it was incredible, and he didn't have materials to draw, so when we did the arts and crafts day, he would go away from the table and he would take the pencils, because he didn't have them usually, and he would just draw and draw and draw, and it was incredible. And we met a man named Roger, who's working on his English, and he actually spoke pretty fluently, and he would sing for us and play the guitar, and he gave guitar lessons to the kids at the church. They only had one guitar. So he would teach them with that, and he had a beautiful singing voice, and it was just truly miraculous to hear it. And finally, one way that they were touched by God was through the bishop that we met, Bishop Griselda. She came to this small town, and she helped them with their church, and she built a farm, and she gave them access to fresh water. And everyone there was truly just, they loved her so much, and you could see they would follow her around. And it was just really wonderful to meet them. If you have the opportunity to, I encourage all of you to try and go on this trip. It's truly wonderful, and you all will meet the people that we've talked about, and you'll see how kind they truly are. And if you don't have the opportunity to go, I suggest that you try and live, even though it might be hard, just like they do there, and be so grateful for everything that you have. Thank you.
My name's Sebastian Ortega. I go to the Journey School here in Jackson. And like the other kids said, I was one of four kids who went, Carly, Layla, and Amelia, and me. And I think it was all our first time entering Cuba. And I was a little jittery going to a new country for my first time. I've been out of the country before, but not to Cuba, of course. At the airport, I was surprised to see how many electronics people were bringing into the country, like TV, computers, and so forth. And that's because electronics are really hard to get in Cuba, and sending stuff there is also almost impossible. When we arrived in Cuba, on our way to Havana, I was awestruck just by looking at the cars. There were 1960 Thunderbirds to 1962 MGs and everything in between. Entering Havana, I was a little sad to see that buildings with such great architecture were crumbling apart into dust. And though that was happening, there was one thing that stayed the same throughout the whole trip. People there were really kind. They'd always say hello. They would always hold a conversation with you if you talked to them, even for a little bit. And overall, they were just really kind people there. When we got to Itaba, we were welcomed with open arms. We were given a quick tour of the grounds, and we were shown the rabbits to the mango trees and everything in between. We got there a little bit before lunch, and the elderly who worked in the kitchen didn't allow us to do anything to help. They didn't let us clean, they didn't let us help set up, they didn't let us help cook. But towards the end of the trip, I was able to manage to get a day with the cooking crew. I think the biggest thing that I took away from them is how kind and how willing they are to work with each other and other people. They taught me how to make plantain chips, which I've never done before, and they're really good. And just to see that they weren't able to give anything specific, anything physical to me, they taught me something that I will definitely cook and eat throughout my life. And throughout the trip, we didn't really have any smartphones. We didn't have many things. We didn't have the things that we take for granted as Americans. We didn't have, well, like I said, smartphones. We didn't have computers. But the whole trip was incredible. The people were incredibly nice. They didn't shut you out. They always talked with you, even though there was a bit of a language barrier. Me being able to speak Spanish fluently and same with my mom definitely helped. But we sat down with the other kids, played cards, we played games outside, we ran around. And everyone was welcoming. They were generous in their own way. It didn't matter who they were, they always had something to give. Even if it was a little bit, even if it was an experience or something that you can remember for your life, they always gave something. And I think you should definitely try to go if you ever have the chance. Though the language barrier is a little tough for some of you, I think it would be definitely a worthwhile experience to go visit Cuba. Thank you.
Now let's stand as we recite.